Good morning. This is Paul Bogish, and welcome to my third podcast. This is Turkey Crossing, and if you didn't hear the first two, it is actually being done as I commute to work on my bike, which might make me one of the first podcasting while bikers out there. There's a car for proof. The thing that I wanted to podcast about today kind of came up yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, there was a reunion of sorts with a bunch of kids from class that graduated a couple of years ago. They're sophomores right now in high school. And we all shared an unfortunate event that year. It really brought us together. And actually, just in a couple days is the two-year anniversary of it, June 7th. We had a student who died, and wonderful girl, you know, a person that can light up the room and was very energetic. And after that death, kids and myself, you know, there was a real bond that was formed, and it was definitely different than any other class. You know, I guess all teachers have kids who come back and visit, but that one class definitely has more kids who come back than any other. And I think, you know, I can't attribute it to what was done the entire year, but really to that one event. For the couple weeks after that death, we really had to rely on one another and come together and become connected in a way in which most teams don't. And it was really an experience that changed how I teach. You know, I can definitely go back in my life and pick out the few people who have really made a huge impact on my teaching style. I can go back to a professor sophomore year of college who, after being in his class and watching him, he's definitely someone that I've always tried to be like and made me have a sudden shift in my philosophies. There's another person I met 6 years ago who, when I came to my new school, I went around and was observing different teachers, and I sat down in his class, and boy, you know, there was something magical that went on that you couldn't put in a lesson plan or you couldn't record on a videotape. There's a spirit and connectiveness and, dare I say, love that really permeated every single corner of that room and made a big difference. And between watching that teacher and between death of this student a couple of years ago, I really become to realize that more important than infusing technology, more important than an exciting lesson plan, more important than picking the right primary source, is making sure that you are connected with each student. You know, this is the time of the year where I look back and I say, how'd I do? And I don't know, it's a mixed bag this year. I think the year started off great and I did a lot of things to make sure that we started to be connected and became connected. And I don't know, for some reason things kind of seemed to fizzle a little bit. I know that a big part of that was I had a student teacher. And I think it's really hard to keep up that one-on-one connection that you're building. She took over some classes for, what was it, almost 3 months? And, you know, at a time of the year in which I think the bond is really growing, all of a sudden now I have to leave my kids for 3 months. And once again, one of the challenges of blogging here, here's a hill, I'll be with you in a minute. It's hard to stay connected with the kids, keep the connection going when you don't see them, when you're not with them. I mean, obviously I see them, but I try hard to make sure that the student teacher is the one who is empowered in the room, and I tend to really stay in the background, so I do kind of drop out for 3 months. I also think it's hard that the timing of the year when she comes in, or when a spring student teacher comes in, I personally think that by the end of January is when things really start to get cranking and classes and teachers will start to get close. And to give up a class in January and not get them back until May, you know, it's very difficult. And so as I was saying, looking back, and I've been teaching for 16 years, I came from a school, my first 10 years were spent at, if it wasn't the worst school in Connecticut, it was the second from the bottom, a place in which, you know, when you got in there, you were kind of somehow in taught, it was ingrained in you that you had to put up a persona. You had to develop a personality that was, I don't know, made out of titanium. And you never broke, you never really let a kid in. And, you know, in the case of a male teacher, you had to be the tough guy to survive. And I think the more I taught there, the more I realized it wasn't working. But I think, unfortunately, I burned out trying to be that tough guy. And I'm not burned out, how about burned up, someone told me. And so, when I came to the current school, out in the burbs, and I didn't have to worry every minute of the day about behavior and just fighting in the hallway and all sorts of other stuff like that. I started to focus more on connecting with kids, putting in activities purposefully that created connections, not only between teacher and kids, but between student to student. And I think I've definitely realized now that there's nothing more important than the bond you have with your kids that supersedes any kind of lesson plan that you can create, any video, any technology, any kind of field trip. And I just hope that through all this pushing of classroom 2.0 technology, that bond between teacher and student, that connection is not lost. And I know the word bond and connecting means different things, different people. I try to explain what it means to me, but it's more than just liking the kids. It's more than just doing everything you can to help them. You know, describe it. It's like trying to describe a word like love or something. There's almost no words you can use. It's when you walk into the room and you just, if you were blindfolded, you'd know what the class is thinking and what they're feeling. It's when a kid comes up to you and says one thing and you can look into their eyes and you know that's not what they're trying to say. It's when you know exactly how far you can push a kid because you have that connection and you know where that zone is where you've gone too far. It's knowing when to back off and just a kid comes in with no work done saying, hey, that's all right. And it's just the simple things. If the kid is absent and coming back the next day, just simply saying, hey, where were you? You know, in my class, one of the things that I started doing a few years ago is every single Monday when the kids walk in, we do a how was your weekend? And we just really just sit around and everyone gets to tell a little story about what they did over the weekend, no matter how simple or boring or exciting it is. Everyone gets to tell a little bit of a story. And unfortunately, I've kind of fizzled that out the last few weeks. Basically, I probably, since my student teacher left, which is maybe why the bond didn't come back, one of the reasons, I felt a lot of pressure to get some academic things done. And today is Tuesday. Even yesterday, I know I blew right by it and didn't bother doing it because I felt pressure to end of the year pressure to get academic things done. And it drives me crazy when I do that because I'll always say that, you know, spending 1 minute doing something personal with them is worth many more minutes academically. I have definitely noticed that spending 5 minutes a day, or even if it's on a Monday, spending 15, 20 minutes or more just going over some personal stories. Once the kids do get engaged in the academic part of the class, they simply are more engaged. They get more done and they are more relaxed, and there's definitely a big difference. So I think maybe I'll end it right there. Thought it was actually going to go a little deeper today. But boy, I find it so hard when doing these podcasts to stay focused. As I was talking, my mind has wandered to just all sorts of places. And I don't know where to go, whether it's talking about what I do in the classroom to stay connected, whether it's reflecting on this year about how I was connected with the kids and the results and the end results of that. Things I'm going to change for next year, all these things have been flying through my head. And so once again, I think I don't necessarily end up with a podcast that's focused and precise, but a good therapy session for me. So, hope you enjoyed it anyway. The picture that's above this podcast is right now I'm sitting in an old farmer's field again, kind of like the last time. And there are these huge power lines that come over. And there's a ton of rain last night. And the fog and mist is still everywhere, so it's all open space now. I don't know if other communities are having problems with the power lines, but there's a big struggle because these are being turned into even more, I don't know what the words are, but more high power than they currently are, and there's a big fight in all the towns that I was going through. So that's the picture at the top of the page. Once again, hope you enjoyed. Please leave me any comments. I would appreciate any advice, any at all, or even just a simple hello on the comment page. This is Paul Bogish. The podcast page is Turkey Crossing on Podomatic. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.